Good morning, and welcome to Dr. Ing's 10 at 10. If you haven't already, I invite you to close your eyes, to bring your attention to the breath, the gentle inhalation and exhalation, the ebbing and the flow, the contraction and the expansion. Always I like to remind you of the words of Job, who said, "It is the Spirit of God that has made me. It is the breath of the Almighty that gives me life." So let us be conscious as we take the next three deep breaths in, that we are breathing in the life-giving, energizing, renewing, restorative breath of God. Inhale. Lower the diaphragm, extend the stomach. And breathe in the breath of life. Hold. Gently. Bring your attention down into the cave of the heart, excuse me, the sanctuary of the spirit. Take a moment to acknowledge with gratitude all that your heart carries on without you consciously directing it. Inhale. Hold. And as we take our third and final deep breath in, let us be conscious and intentional that for the next 10 minutes or so, we have come into communion with the ground of our being, God in us as us, leaving the outer world of distractions and entering into the inner world of spirit. Inhale. This morning I'm sharing Psalm 19 from Psalms for Praying, An Invitation to Wholeness, excuse me, by Nancy Mell. The heavens declare the glory of the Creator. The firmament proclaims the handiwork of love. Day to day speech pours forth, and night to night knowledge is revealed. There is no speech, nor are there words. Their voice is not heard. Yet does their music go out through all the earth, and the words to the end of the world. In them a tent for the sun is set, which is like a bride and groom on their wedding night, as they sing love songs and celebrate the dance of life. Its rising is in eternity, and its circuit to infinity. There is nothing hid from the sunlight. The law of love is perfect, reviving the soul. The testimony of love is sure, making wise the simple. The precepts of love are right, rejoicing the heart. The authority of love is pure, enlightening the eyes. The spirit of love is wondrous, enduring forever. The rights of love are true, awakening compassion. More to be desired are they than gold, even much fine gold. Sweeter also than honey and drippings of the honeycomb. Moreover, by them are the loving alerted. In keeping them, there is great reward. But who can discern their own weaknesses? Cleanse me, O love, from all my hidden faults. Keep me from boldly acting in error. Let my fears not have dominion over me. Then shall I become a beneficial presence, freely and fully surrendered to your love. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart find favor in your heart. O my beloved, my strength and my joy. Mother, Father, God, as we come into your presence this morning, deepening down in our communion with you, asking that you cleanse and purify our hearts, our minds, our consciousness of any erroneous thoughts and beliefs that we may be holding, that we are not enough, that we are not able, that we are less than, that we are unworthy, that we are alone, that we are somehow separate from you, that we are not lovable or loved, and all the many various thoughts that we entertain in our moments of aloneness, sadness, or weakness. Cleanse and purify our hearts, our minds, our consciousness of the belief that we are somehow separate from you, that you are far away, as opposed to that you are at the center of our being. Cleanse and purify us of thinking that sickness, ill health, or dis-ease is a part of our true identity. For in truth we are made in your image and likeness, that image and likeness of health, wholeness, and perfection. Cleanse and purify us of thinking that we are in financial difficulty, or that we are broke, that we do not have the necessary income. For we know that the earth is yours, the fullness thereof, and the world that dwell therein, that you are a God of abundance, of plentitude, and that is unceasingly and unendingly awaiting for us to claim all that we desire. Cleanse and purify us of thoughts of separation from your spirit and from each other. Let us know that there is only oneness, that there is only oneness in you, oneness with all of life, oneness with all sentient beings, two-legged, four-legged, winged, finned, and hoofed. That we are merely the vessels of which your spirit is expressing in and through at this time. Cleanse and purify us of doubts, of fear, of worry, of anxiety, of stress, of tension, of anything that separates us from your love. Anything that separates us from your abiding presence. Anything that separates us from the truth of who we are and whose we are. Divine Mother, Father, God, as we are consciously in you this morning, we take a moment to hold in our hearts all those that are struggling and suffering, be it in this country or in other parts of the world where there are floods and droughts, food scarcity, wars, abuse by the governments. The list is endless. As we have linked in hearts and minds with you this morning, we surrender everything to you. For you are able to do exceedingly abundantly more than we can ask or think. So we leave it all upon your altar and allow your grace to do its perfect work. Accepting that we too are your vessels which you will do the work through. So let us step up to do whatever is ours to do, whatever you put upon our heart, faithfully and fearlessly. Mother, Father, God, for anything I have failed to ask, I know you will not fail to bless. For always it is your good pleasure to give us the kingdom. For your infinite grace, your endless blessings, your eternal mercies, we are ever grateful. And so it is. And so it is. And so it is. Take a deep breath. breath in as I unmute the phones for this morning's prayer of intention. Repeat after me. I am the light of God within and without.
I am the light of God within and without.
Radiating brightly.
Radiating brightly.
I am the love of God within and without.
I am the love of God within and without.
Expressing unconditionally. I am the power of God within and without.
I am the power of God within and without.
Manifesting exuberantly. I am the presence of God within and without.
I am the presence of God within and without.
Eternal and unceasing. Take a deep breath in as we allow that prayer of intention to resonate within us. My beloved, I wish you a very blessed, happy Thursday, Friday, Saturday, until we come together once again on Sunday for Dr. Ng's Sunday Soul Connection. Peace and blessings.